need to get,
Oh, we haven't started. Roll call, please.
Yeah.
Good. Here.
Here.
Kapler.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Rafferty. Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here. Okay. Minutes from the last meeting. Any additions or deletions?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of August 15, 2012.
I'll second.
Sorry. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for September 19th. Apologize for my delay. We are a recommending body appointed by the City Council to review site plans, zoning requests, and the other appropriate things like that. If you have comments that you would like to add as we're proceeding, I will state a time and you will go to the podium at my right and your left and provide the comments, state your name and address and your interest in the case. So with that, Mr. Gregg, we will proceed.
Mr. Chairman, the first case, really they're somewhat related. One regards the rezoning of this parcel here, which is recently incorporated into the city of Bettendorf, and the other regards the platting of that parcel. The site can be reached along State Street, US 67, and then entry made to the parcel like this, or along 244th Avenue, and then entry made right at that point. Petitioner wants to take and plat these two lots as well as rezone them. The surrounding, basically what you have is the easement that comes in this way serves this lot, and I also believe lot one. And there's also a means of access here in 244th. And within the report, the reference to maintaining an easement drive area relates to this area right here. It has nothing to do with 244th Avenue. That's something totally outside the plat. But the petitioner is looking to rezone this parcel from A1 to I2. Surrounding area, we have I-3 right here, we have I-1 here, we've got I-2 over here, and this area over here is still part of Pleasant Valley, but most of the area around here is in some type of zoning designation that is industrial, and what we are looking at in regards to this is making sure that the zoning classification here matches an adjoining classification and also makes the businesses on this parcel conforming uses. So that was the intent here of the rezoning. We didn't go to I-3. We felt that there was a surrounding precedent maybe of more of the I-2 further to the west, and we felt I-2 would be sufficient to meet the needs of the business without going to another level, a higher level. So the petitioner is asking for two things. One, the rezoning from A1 to I2, A1 Agricultural District to I2 General Industrial District, and then the platting, the final plat of this parcel is known to be known as Gouin's First Edition. I would ask, are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, could I add some background information?
Please.
To that? Mr. Gouin approached the city early this year, late last year, about voluntary annexation into the city for his property. The reason a property is zoned A1 is the ordinance says that new property coming into the city will be zoned A1. So just thought I'd give you that background in case you were wondering.
Okay, thanks. Any questions from anyone on the commission? No? Okay. Any questions or comments from anyone in the audience in this case?
Somebody.
Oh, sorry, didn't see you behind Greg.
Hi, Joanne Trikoff at 3675 West Harbor Drive. I just want to point out a couple things that I'm not sure are clear for everybody. Just to the south of this photo is a residential area, and I apologize, I walked in late. You might have covered this. There are about 40 to 50 homes in there. It's actually zoned agricultural. I don't know why it's never been zoned residential, but We are residential. North of that, that entire drive is a private road owned and maintained by our neighborhood. The property that you're talking about that was just annexed is adjacent to that road, and in fact, if I'm understanding the boundaries of that correctly, one of those properties does use our road and pay dues. The Terrell Landscaping Company, is that part of the property that we're talking about that was annexed?
I believe that right here in this building.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They do use our road. That's their access in and out of their property, and they do pay dues to us. The Sino Granite Company just north of that also has access to our road. They don't have to use our road to access their property, but they can come around the back and access our road, which they have done from time to time without permission from us. But they do not pay dues to us, and in fact, they owe us back dues from back in the past when they actually owned that Terrell Landscaping property. But they have been known to use our road for some pretty heavy trucks because they're a granite company, and we have to pay, we homeowners have to use our dues to pay for damages to our road. So there is an impact to us that way. My real concern with rezoning that property is while it does rezone it to come into compliance with its current use, I believe it also encourages or invites future expansion or other industrial uses that are incompatible and inappropriate for adjacency to residential areas. In fact, and I understand that all that around there is zoned I-2 and I-3, which also is probably should be considered incompatible with the residential area that's just south of there. The residents of our neighborhood are concerned about increased noise, not from Acino Granite, who are, with the exception of the occasional use of our road, they're a quiet, easy to live with neighbor. But if there would be expansion or further industrial uses placed on that property, we could be subjected to increased noise, increased traffic, further unauthorized use of our road, trespassing. Another thing I'd be concerned about with zoning that industrial is that the properties in the residential neighborhood all rely on private wells for our drinking water, and I believe there'd be an increased possibility of groundwater contamination that could infiltrate into our drinking water. Several years ago, there was a proposal for an auto salvage yard in that same area, maybe just to the east of it, and that was denied for these same reasons that I'm giving you today. So I hope you give these things some consideration. I would say the actual homes are probably 600 to 800 feet from the southern boundary of this property that you're talking about, but as I said, our road is adjacent and actually provides access to that property if they choose to use it, and that's a little bit out of our control what they're doing during the day. So thanks for your consideration. If I get a vote, I vote no.
Thank you, Joanne. Greg, as follow-up, I guess, to her comments, the area immediately to the south that wraps around, can you pull up the zoning map again? The I-1 to the south, there at the end of that brown strip that says Pleasant Valley, that is that in the city of Bettendorf?
This black line indicates their city limits as of the annexation. That used to be here, but now we've incorporated this so that everything within this black line is within the city limits This is all Bettendorf right here.
So could you identify that for the people who might not be able to read it, the zoning districts around the site, parcel that's under consideration?
Well, this is I-3. This is I-1. This is A-1. Down here where the residential is A-2, which is a rural residence district. This is I-2, I-2, and then there's further A-2 way up here on Valley Drive. So you've got a variety of industrial within the area, and then you have this still not being used here, and then the A-2 where the residential is.
So they are currently surrounded from the residential standpoint with various forms of industrial.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Joanne?
Can I make one more comment? Most of those surrounding areas are zoned industrial, but the land use is agricultural.
In its current state, it's agricultural. Okay. Anyone else from the audience?
Can I explain what those?
Sure.
Those numbers mean? Can we have that other picture up there? So your I-2 on the left-hand side right now is farmland that gets planted between soybeans and corn every year. The I-3 is the former Lunex company that hasn't been in business. I don't know how long, but I've been down there 8 years and I haven't seen any activity. It's sort of a shell of a place. The I-1 that's right in front of our residential area is, there is a storage unit that's the only commercial building in that area. And then the A-1 unit down there next to A-2, which is our area, is also a farmland area. So, like Joanne said, even though all those areas are considered industrial, their actual purpose for a very long time has really been mostly agricultural. So that's what all those things really are.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
The business that's there, Sino Granite, that was there or has been there for quite some time, I understand.
I believe so. I believe if the petitioner's here, he can comment on the length of that business being there.
Yeah, well, I'm John Ewan. I own a Sino Granite. We've been there for 9 years. We're in our ninth year right now. And when I initially started the business, I took over the, I was leasing the building from Don Cook, who owned both the Seneca, former Seneca building that's due south, and I leased the building to the north of it, which is 8,000 square feet, give or take, and petitioned the county at that point in time to zone it I-1, and they granted that. So I've been 9 years as an I-1 designation. I voluntarily entered, applied for annexation, was annexed by the city in order to subdivide the property to sell the back building to Rural Landscaping. That's why I went through this, and now I am fortunate enough to be able to pay 30% more in taxes. So
thank you.
That's where I'm at right now. So hopefully you'll vote to designate this as I-2, at the very least I-1, but I-2 is appropriate given the form and function of the business. So. Any questions?
No, appreciate the input. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
Would you like a motion?
I would like a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12-054, subject to the recommendations from staff.
I would second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I would take a vote. For all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries.
Do you want a motion on the final plat now also?
I think we could, Greg. You don't need to go over the final plat again, do you? Do we take those together?
Yes, you did.
We did. Then I'll take a motion on 12055 as well.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12055, subject to staff recommendations. Second.
We have a second. Any discussion on that motion? I would have a little discussion, I guess. Joanne, I guess just to address the topic you brought up, I recognize the future concern. It's not the existing tenant or occupant of the property, but what I heard you say was that there are concerns about what future potential uses could come in there. And I guess from that standpoint, I don't see that what we're doing, I intend to vote for it, diminishes your position any given the surrounding zoning that also, although not in its current use, does allow for any of the other uses that we're describing, so which are already closer to you. So I don't view that we're diminishing the position by approving this. Any other questions?
In addition, any development that happens in those areas would come before this board in the form of a site plan. Is that not the case?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have an opportunity then at that time to come and comment.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, next case before us is the villas at Glen Gevelin, second edition. You'd seen this before in the form of a preliminary plat for this area right here. This is an outline showing the approximate boundary of what is being done as a final plat by the petitioner. And this is an enlargement showing the drainage area as well that's being now brought in as an outlot in its entirety, and then the access coming in this way, caravan crossing, and then the area terminating at that point. This is the final plat showing the surrounding area, showing outlot A, and then also this drainage area over here, which is lot 24 of the villas at Glen Gevelin, first edition, and that's where the water would be conveyed, stormwater, into this existing detention basin. And this is a close-up of the plat showing the 25 lots that are involved with the first stage of the platting of this entire preliminary plat. And staff, in evaluating this, recommends approval with the conditions that are listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
Greg, is there a substantial change in what we're seeing here from what we saw originally in the initial plat?
Not from what the preliminary was. The only real change is now we've had this lot flagged right here. And the reason we wanted that is to make sure that, unlike an easement, if it's flagged, that lot essentially then is cordoned off from any of the ownership of the surrounding lots that border it, so that the overflow, in case it's necessary here and here, if you have a 100-year event and that water is, there's too much volume, the water will at least be permitted to overflow right down in through these easement areas, essentially, and be directed into this area and then over here. So the only change is really the flagging, I think, of this lot here, which is lot A.
Mr. Chairman, if I can comment,
please.
We have found over time that easements for drainage ways don't work well, because if they're part of a person's lot, they tend to want to use them for different things and can block the drainage. So this is our attempt to try and create some of these major drainage ways as outlots, so that's a separate lot from the individual building lots. So that's
separate. How? A fence? Some kind of a boundary?
The boundary is the property stake.
So does that mean that lot A is never going to have a structure built upon it?
That's correct.
It's always going to be a collection and drainage area.
Yeah. Lot A is belongs to the association as opposed to individual lot owners.
Okay. And it will have its own tax bills, so then
the association will pay that.
That's correct.
How is the water conveyed to this, to the lot A? Is it over the surface?
There's, you can see the two intakes on the preliminary plat. Greg will circle those.
You got a line that goes through here.
So is that a pipe then, Greg?
Right there, a pipe, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Pipe.
And then this is just an overflow just in case. That's probably going to be contoured in both these areas so that in case you have too much volume of water for the pipe to take, it comes over the top and then it goes down in here. Same with this intake here. If that's too much volume of water, then it's water would just simply come over the surface and go into lot A.
Well, there's not a, there's a detention basin in A?
It's
the detention basin is adjacent.
It's going to be lot 24.
Yeah.
Okay. Of the adjoining addition.
Yep.
Right here.
So A is not going to detain or retain any water. It's a flow through completely. Okay.
I understand what you're saying, Bill, about the easement, but I don't really see how, from the property owner's perspective of this land, how the fact that it's the flag of an outlot is going to appear any different to them than an easement.
It, when we have people come to us after they've put improvements in, and it's easier for us to enforce the fact that they can't have that improvement on a lot that they don't own as opposed to property that they do own.
I understand. We're looking down the road.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
We've paid tuition on that before, so let's learn. Yeah. Any other questions from the commission? Anyone in the audience to address this case? Okay, nobody out there. Would I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would be happy to make a motion that we approve case number 12-056, subject to staff recommendations on the final plat.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Okay. I think that would take us to a commission update, Mr. Bill.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to your last meeting, the City Council followed your recommendations on the by approving the preliminary plat of the villas at Glen Gevelin Phase 2. The final plat of the Bettendorf RX addition, that's where the CVS pharmacy is going to be built, and the site development plan for 3260 and 3290 Ridge Point.
Great. Okay. Any other business before us today?
Nothing of which I'm aware, Your Honor.
Well, then I'll make a motion that we adjourn. Okay. Thank